So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the battle of Avram Avinu against the four kings, in which a Melech came to assist Avram, as the Pasuk states, Ve'yichalik aleim lailo huva avodah b'yakim b'gaymer. Yechanan says, Isa Melech shenizdam le Avram, Lailo shemay. That Melech's name was Lailo. Yitzchak Nafcha says, Sha'asa imoy maisa Lailo. The stars that come out at night assisted Avram Avinu in the battle against the four kings, as they did in the battle against Sisera. The Gemara continues to expound the Pesukim. An earlier Pasuk states, Ve'yirdath Adon. Avram chased the four kings until dawn. Rav Yechon explains, Kivin Shabo Eisit Tzadik Adon Tashash Kaychai. Rav B'nei Banav Shasidin Lavra by the Zara B'don. When Avram came to dawn, he became weakened because he foresaw that his descendants will worship by the Zara and dawn, and for this reason, Vaf Eisit Rashale Nesgabra Shagil Adon. Nebuchadnezzar became stronger only when he arrived at dawn. Amr B'zeira, Avagav the Shalach Rishu Ben Levi. Hizor B'nei Amaret Shemehente Tzei Tairah. Although Rabbi Shimon Levi said that one must show respect to the sons of ignorant people who became Talmid Chacham because they will teach Torah to all of Klal Yisrael, however, Kihom Milsum Meidina Lehu, one must inform them of the following two psukim. Madua Derech Rasham Tzalecha. Why was Nebuchadnezzar successful in conquering Yerushalayim? Because Kihisra Raglaim Ratza V'Yalucha. Nebuchadnezzar took four steps to honor Hashem, and Rashi gives two explanations. Either we tell the Bnei Amoritz, Loizacha Nebuchadnezzar Loisekavid Elim Nezchus Dal Psias. Just like Nebuchadnezzar achieved this honor only through the merit of his mitzvah, but not through his own right. So too, you achieved your honor only through the small merits of your father, but not through your own right. Or we tell the Bnei Amoritz, you achieved your honor only through your merits of Torah learning, but not because of your fathers. And this will prevent the Bnei Amoritz from becoming haughty. The Gemara concludes, Uma b'schar ar b'psiyas, she'shalamti le'sirasha sh'ratz achar kavaydi ata temeya. If Nebuchadnezzar the Rasha received a great reward merely because he took four steps in Hashem's honor, k'shen b'sham schar l'avram yitzchak v'yakev sh'ratz l'fana kesusam alachas kama v'kama, then certainly the others will receive a far greater reward, because they ran swiftly like horses in Hashem's honor. The Gemara now elaborates on the incident of Arba Pesias. Nebuchadnezzar took four steps to honor Hashem, as the Pasuk relates, Be'isa hi sholach meroidich baladin ben baladin melch bavol, svarim umincha l'chizkiyo v'yishma kicholo v'yichazik. The Gemara asks, Mishum kicholo chizkiyo v'yichazik shadu l'svarim umincha? Why didn't meroidich the king of Bavol send gifts to chizkiyo upon his recovery from his illness? Gemara explains, Oysa ayim shemis by ochez shtei shoyis haya. Because a while earlier, on the day that Achaz the Rasha died, the sun shone for only 2 hours, and therefore v'chichalach Chizkiyo v'itpach adrinu kuchibrichu lahanach esther shoy nahalei. On the day that his son Chizkiyo recovered from his illness, Hashem returned the remaining 10 hours, and the sun shone for 22 hours. And when Meredich, the king of Babel, saw this great miracle and discovered that this was all in Chizkiyo's merit, he sent Chizkiyo the following message: Shalom l'malka Chizkiyo, shalom l'karta di Yerushalayim, shalom l'laharaba. Peace upon you, King Chizkiyo, and peace upon the city of Yerushalayim, and peace upon Hashem. However, when Nebuchadnezzar, his scribe, heard this, he objected because they put Hashem's name at the end, and therefore he told him to reverse the order and write, Shalom l'Elohar Rabbah, Shalom l'Karta Yerushalayim, Shalom l'Malka Chizkiyo. Rod basrei kederoit arba pesiyas osa Gavril v'okme. And Nebuchadnezzar ran four steps to stop the messenger. But the Malka Gavril stopped him because, as Rabbi Yechanan says, had Gavril not stopped Nebuchadnezzar, there would be no hope for the Yidden, because as Rashi explains, his reward would be so great that he would have permission to destroy the remnants of the Yidden. The Gemara explains that the king of Babel was named Meroidech Baladin ben Baladin because the father Baladin was the original king, and he had to resign when his face changed into a dog's. And when his son Meroidech succeeded him as king, he showed his father respect in the following manner. Whenever he issued a letter, he included his father's name, as the Pasuk states, Ben Yechaber Av, Ve'ever Adoinav. Ben Yechaber Av refers to Meroidech, and Ve'ever Adoinav refers to Nebuzraddin, the general of Nebuchadnezzar. As the Pasuk states, V'chedesh ha'chamishi ba'asla chedesh ishnas tesha esri ishanu l'melech Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel. Nebuzraddin stood before Nebuchadnezzar in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara asks, "Misalik Nebuchadnezzar to Yerushalayim?" Nebuchadnezzar was not in Yerushalayim at that time, because another pasuk states, "V'yalu Eisel Melech Bavel Rav Lassa v'Amr Bavo Zu Antuchia." Nebuchadnezzar was in Natochi, which is located outside Eretz Yisrael? There are two answers. Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi. One says, There was a picture of his master Nebuchadnezzar on the Vizradin's chariot. And the other says, The Mizradin was in awe of his master Nebuchadnezzar to the degree that he always considered himself in his master's presence. The Gemara proceeds with the incident in how Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar sent along with Nebuchadnezzar Toyin Talas Meya Kuneyasa. Narga de Farzla de Shol de Farzla, Kulu Belasinu Chad Dosha de Yerushalayim. 300 mules laden with sharpened iron axes, and they were all broken on one gate of Yerushalayim. Boyla Mahadr, Amr Mistafina de Loyla Avdu Biki Echad Avdu Besancherv. At first, Nebuchadnezzar wanted to retreat because he was afraid that he would be punished, as was his predecessor, Sancheyev. But then he heard a baskol announce, Shaver bar Shaver, Nebuchadnezzar Shaver, de Mutter Zimna de Mikacha Chorbe Cholomikli. Nebuchadnezzar jumped forward because the time has come to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Poshle Chad Narga, Asa Machi Bekupo Veiptach. Nebuchadnezzar took the last remaining axe and hit the gate, and it opened. Habakotl Ba'ozla ad de Mutter Lehechala. Adlik Beinur. Nebuchadnezzar continued on killing the Yidden until he arrived to the Beis HaMikdash and set it on fire. Then Chaza Dami de Zechariah Dav Karasach. He noticed the blood of Zechariah seething. And when he discovered that the Yidden killed Zechariah, he attempted to avenge Zechariah's blood. Kateli Levei Tishin Va'arba Riboy V'Leinach. He killed 940,000 people, among them the Rabbanan, the Cheder boys, and the young Kahanim, and the blood did not rest until Nebuchadnezzar said, Zechariah, Zechariah, Taibim Shebeheni Vadetim. Nichilach de Ektalinu Lekulu? Tzchari, I've already killed their best. Do you want me to kill them all? Miyad noch. The blood ceased to boil. Here, tshuva bedaite. Oma mahem shalei ibdu ela nefesh achas kach. Ahu gavar ma tahav ele. The Mizrad immediately regretted his act and said, if these people were punished for the death of only one person, Zechariah, then certainly I will be punished for the deaths of all these people. Arak shodr pertisa lebeisi vizgayr. He immediately escaped and converted to become a Jew. And the Bryce elaborates that the descendants of some of the greatest Rishonim converted to Judaism. Naaman, Ger Toshev Haya. Naaman kept the 7 Noahide laws. Nebuchadnezzar, Ger Tzedek Haya. Nebuchadnezzar became a full-fledged convert. Mimnei Banim Shal Sisra, Lamdu Torah Yerushalayim. The grandsons of Sisra studied Torah in Yerushalayim. Mimnei Banim Shal Sancheyev, Lamdu Torah Barabim. The two grandsons of Sancheyev, Shmai Vavtalion, taught Torah in public. Mimnei Banim Shal Haman Lamdu Torah B'nei Barak. The grandsons of Haman studied Torah in B'nei Barak. Va'af Mimnei Banim Shal Yisrael Rasha Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachnis in Tachas Kanfei Shechina. And Hashem wanted to convert even the descendants of Nebuchadnezzar. But the Malachim objected and said, Ribbono Shalom, Mi Shehichrev Es Beischa B'Sarv HaSeichelecha Tachnas Tachas Kanfei Shechina? Why do you want to bring into the fold the descendants of the one who destroyed your temple? The Gemara goes on and elaborates on how the nations of Ammon and Moab were the ones who convinced Nebuchadnezzar to come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash.